Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Covering both sides of the big issues with the analysis you trust on News Radio 1040 WHO.
So is your workplace planning a Halloween party, and is that a lawsuit ready to happen? Let's talk to HR, human resources expert, Dr. Diane Sanchez is on the line with me. Dr. Sanchez, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I go to the party. I'm dressed as a Chippendales dancer, let's just say. Is that really a problem? I mean, can an employee give my company grief for that?
Absolutely. You could dress as a Holocaust victim, a homeless person, a terrorist. Yes, and an employee can complain that it's inappropriate in the workplace. I had an employee once dress as a condom, so I got a sexual harassment claim.
But I guess, okay, people will complain, and my attitude will be, doctor, that you can't control that. Certainly you worked in HR, you know. But, I mean, are there actual consequences for this? It's a Halloween party.
Yes, there can be. It depends on the claim, you know, sexual harassment, a workplace incident. Hostile work environment, yes, it can very much be a potential legal issue.
So how can I be careful here, Dr. Sanchez? I mean, are there some basic rules that won't get me in trouble?
Well, I suggest people don't have come to work dressed in Halloween. You could bring your animal dressed in a costume. I've never seen an inappropriate animal costume. You can have your kids come to work and do a trunk or treat and have games and other ideas there. You can have a best themed food dish, pumpkin carving. You can still have fun at the workplace, but just remember to be creative and not inappropriate.
Well, and doctor, I can hear some of my listeners right now going, oh, people just need to get over it. I can't believe that your guest is advising that I shouldn't come to my workplace in a Halloween costume. But what you're saying is, even if you yell, hey, you all should get over it, that's not the practical reality in the workplace these days, is it?
Yeah, no. And, you know, if you're going to have a Halloween party and people dress, as an HR practitioner, if it was inappropriate, I would tell them to go home.
Okay.
That said, though, Dr. Sanchez, that's
really subjective, though, isn't it? Like, you're the HR person. God bless you. But you have to be very subjective, don't you, about what's offensive or what's not?
Not really. I mean, you can tell what's offensive. I mean, like I mentioned, some mentally ill, terrorists, body shaming, you know, a zombie version of a deceased person. Those are pretty offensive. I like to put themes such as wear your favorite superheroes or your favorite Disney character. You can still, you know, dress up in Halloween, but put some parameters around it. I find that to be the best way to have a Halloween costume party at work.
HR expert Dr. Diane Sanchez. Dr. Sanchez, I really love talking this over with you and you sharing your experiences. Thanks very much for talking with me.